Welcome to the Smichael Speaks podcast channel. I'm Joanne Smichael, and I'm delighted that you tuned in for relevant leadership learning that will help you continue to soar. Enjoy this episode. Many people, myself included, have held or do hold resentments. Resentments toward other people, towards organizations, towards societal systems. Resentment can be directed anywhere, and it has tremendous power. It can control or impact our thoughts and our actions. And when I say it has power, I mean that the power is typically negative, is generally not life-affirming, and it often depletes our energy and derails our focus. Funny thing is that we're sometimes holding on to resentments and not even aware that we are. Oftentimes, we're resenting people who have no idea that we're resenting them. I'll tell you a little story. I couldn't figure out why a woman that I interact with on occasion socially gets on my nerves as soon as she walks into the room. I mean, the sight of her makes me want to roll my eyes. I had to think, and I mean, I really had to think back about what she had said or done that made me feel so negatively towards her. And then I remembered. A few years ago, she, I, and another friend were having dinner. I said something that was not for public consumption about something very specific that I don't like. And I found out later that the word was circulating that I didn't like this particular thing and that I was opposed to other people liking it or participating in the related activity. I know I'm not giving you a lot of details, and I want to protect the guilty and the innocent. When the rumor got back to me, my sixth sense said it was her who started it. I asked the other person who was there, the person who really is a friend, and whom I really do trust. And she assured me of what I already knew, that she had not shared my feelings on that issue. And that is where the resentment began. It's interesting, I'd almost forgotten the incident that caused the resentment. And remembering the incident was neither good nor bad. In a way, I think it was good because it kind of reminded me of why I had these feelings and potentially could have been acting like a jerk. So I'd almost forgotten the incident that caused it, but it came back up. It's not something that I'm currently harboring. At least I don't think I am, but I don't have any desire to be in that rumor starter gossip's presence. I'm saying all that to say that sometimes the roots of resentments are subconscious or unconscious. So what exactly is resentment? It's complex. Because it's an emotional reaction. It can be a negative reaction, though I do believe that some resentments are justified. The trick is in how are we going to handle them? I had a client tell me how much she resents it when a colleague speaks up at meetings and shares her perspectives with confidence. You know, that's interesting because resentments sometimes come from a feeling of being done wrong, being mistreated, being taken advantage of. But some of them come from anger and jealousy. And this is an example of one that came from jealousy. I mean, she just did not like it when this person spoke up at meetings and shared her perspectives with confidence. She had labeled this woman, she's cocky, she's a showboater, she's arrogant, she's attention seeking. But as we delved deeper, we discovered that her resentment came from the fact that she wished she had the courage to assert herself like the other woman. What we discovered was that she needed to build her own confidence. We also determined she needed to redirect her energy from the jealousy and resentment to learning some skills from that person. Focusing on herself was far more productive than resenting the other person. She had the power and the potential to become a confident woman capable of sharing her unique insights. Resentments can be or produce feelings of anger, of bitterness, of indignation, and sometimes righteous, legitimate indignation. You know, sometimes it's okay to resent. They can be mental forms of protest. Resentments are powerful. They can make us mistrustful, disgusted, and of course, disappointed. In the example I shared, I was all of the above. I was disgusted. I was disappointed. And for real, I don't trust her. And I disapprove of her behavior. Okay? That's a fact of life. But here's what we don't want. We don't want any resentment to lead us to be cynical, bitter, or pessimistic. Since resentments can be unconscious or subconscious, it's important to unearth them. I'm going to ask you a series of questions that are called the resentment quiz. I don't know who developed it, so I cannot give proper attribution. It was shared with me by Dr. Y. Louise Hips. That was funny. By Dr. Y. Louise Hicks of Be Heard Coaching. It's not scientific. It hasn't been validated or verified. It's just an interesting thought starter for reflection and possibly action. Now, I know lots of you listen to this podcast while you're commuting, while you're driving, while you're doing other stuff, but to take this quiz, you need to sit down. Sit down somewhere, get a pen, get some paper. You can't do this while you're multitasking. I'm going to read 20 statements, and you're going to give each one a yes or a no answer. There's no maybe option, and there's no sometimes option, just yes or no. I'll read each statement slowly, and I might repeat them. I'm not sure if I'm going to repeat them or not. So here's number one. I often feel taken advantage of. I often feel taken advantage of. That's number one. Number two, I sometimes feel manipulated. The second one, I sometimes feel manipulated. Three, I don't feel appreciated. Don't feel appreciated. Four, I'm often treated unfairly. Often treated unfairly. Five, this one is fun. All I get from my significant other are a few crumbs now and then. All I get from my significant other are a few crumbs now and then. Six, other people get more reward or notice from less effort than I do. Other people get more reward and notice for less effort than I do. Seven, most people are just concerned about themselves. Most people are just concerned about themselves. Eight, the most important people in my life don't consider my feelings. The most important people in my life don't consider my feelings. Nine, what I think and what I feel doesn't matter to others. What I think and what I feel doesn't matter to others. 10, we're at the halfway point. I get frustrated when people don't behave the way I think they should. That's number 10. I get frustrated when people don't behave the way I think they should. 11, I feel like I give more than I get. I feel like I give more than I get. 12, I feel like I'm judged by a higher standard than other people. I feel like I'm judged by a higher standard than other people. 13, I often fantasize about getting back at people who've wronged me. I fantasize about getting back at people who've wronged me. 14, sometimes the word compassion irritates me. Sometimes the word compassion irritates me. 15, I hate it when someone mentions things they've done for me. I hate it when someone mentions things they've done for me. 16, if you're not careful, you're going to get cheated most of the time. If you're not careful, you're going to get cheated most of the time. 17, I don't get enough help. I don't get enough help. 18, I have to put up with a lot more crap than most people. I have to put up with a lot more crap than most people. 19, I have a hard time getting my mind off problems when someone doesn't behave like they should. I have a hard time getting my mind off problems when someone doesn't behave like they should. And 20, I have trouble thinking about a solution when someone else is to blame for the problem. I have trouble thinking about a solution when someone else is to blame for the problem. Now, you should have put a yes or a no by each one of those numbers, 1 through 20. I want you to add up all of your yeses and get a total. And here's how the scoring works. Let me give you time to add up your yeses. If you're 0 to 5, you're doing great. You don't have a high level of resentment. Either that, or you may be a little delusional. If you're 6 to 10, you need to do some work to see where and how resentment is becoming problematic in your life. You may be expecting disappointments and then setting the stage for them. You may be looking for things that are wrong and people to blame or to resent. If you scored 11 and above, resentment may be taking a big toll on your emotional life. You may be aware of this and you may not. You may need to stop blaming and start improving your own emotional and psychological health. Don't let resentment turn to bitterness and contempt. Get help. And that's where I'm going next. How do we move past our resentments? Remember that resentment is a choice, like most other emotions. The first step is to acknowledge them. You can't pretend that the resentment doesn't exist. It's there and it's real. Honor that feeling like you would any other emotion. Don't waste time chastising yourself for feeling a resentment. Instead, look at, examine it, and decide what do you want to do to address it. One of the things you can do is practice forgiveness. I know this is easier said than done, but it's so important to having a peaceful life. Forgiveness does not mean forgetting. It means allowing yourself to heal. It's the act of letting go, and it impacts every single aspect of our health. It's an intentional decision not to be driven by the wrong that you experienced. You know, if you can forgive, you stand a greater chance of going through life without the baggage of grudges. Forgiveness means taking the power from the person who hurt you and determining that you can control how you feel. You can control what you do with those feelings. I've read that practicing gratitude also helps us move past resentments. If we can focus our energy on the things we've done right, the people who are in our corner, the blessings in our lives, if we can focus in that direction, there's a lot less room for resentment. Having a heart full of gratitude cures so many ills. Next one is hard. Develop empathy for the offender. I said that one was hard, and it is. It's hard to imagine that the offender didn't intend the harm. It's hard to imagine that they are a broken and a wounded soul. But it may be true. Try empathy. Try giving them a little grace. I know this doesn't apply in all situations, especially in situations where trauma has been inflicted, but there are lots of situations where it does apply. Remember this, reconciliation isn't required in all situations. You can forgive and not re-enter fellowship with that person. My mother used to say, feed them with a long-handled spoon. You got the right. You have the right to determine who's going to be in your circle. Another way to get past resentment is to explore your expectations. What were you wanting or needing from the person? Did you tell them? Did you communicate those wants or needs? Did they have the ability to fulfill them? Were you thinking they were mind readers? You know, we often sometimes get hurt when our unspoken needs aren't met. Ask for what you need. Ask for it. Be aware that you may be a factor in this problem. Last thing I want to touch on is the reframe. As you analyze the resentment or the grudge, is it possible to do a reframe? Are there any other ways to look at the issue? There's a person in my life whose wife left him for another man. Now, he had had lots and lots and lots of affairs over their 10-year marriage. He was also verbally abusive and had even laid hands on her once. They have a young kid in elementary school. She got the courage to leave, and he started terrorizing her and her family, you know, coming over and raising Cain, and it just was terrible. He also kept the child and refused to let her see him for several weeks. And when he did let her see the child, it was infrequent, and it was subject to what he wanted and his whims and his convenience. The stuff he did is mind-boggling, and the infractions go on longer than I really want to delve into. Bottom line is, he was horrible towards her and continues to be. He's used the child as a tool and still does. His counselor and members of his family asked him if he could see the situation from a different angle, from her perspective. Many people asked him if he saw his role in the crisis. And his answer has consistently been that she is, was, and forever shall be the problem. His affairs were inconsequential. His yelling, screaming, and cussing at her didn't really matter. He refuses to even consider a reframe and holds deep, deep, deep resentment for his wife and for anyone who loves her and supports her. He said, "There's no other way to look at this. She's wrong. And I won't be satisfied until she comes back home, because she's wrong and she created all of this chaos." Clearly, that attitude is not going to move you past resentment. In fact, it's a way to harbor and fester the negative. Not a good way. Not a good way to live. As you're thinking about how you want to deal with resentments, I hope that some of the strategies I've mentioned, forgiveness, gratitude, empathy, I hope they help. Also, consider practicing mindfulness. It allows you to stay in touch with who you are and what you're experiencing at a visceral level. Then spend some time thinking about your boundaries. Be sure that you can express them and honor them. You might even want to consider learning more about conflict resolution. Maybe that's what's required for you to create the peace that you're seeking. Don't deny your feelings. Don't judge your feelings. They're yours and they're legitimate to you. Whichever of the strategies you test, be patient with yourself. Moving past resentment takes time and practice. It also takes a commitment to a healthier emotional and psychological life. Stay well. Stay well. Stay well. Thanks for listening to this podcast. I hope you got tools that you'll actually use and share. Subscribe if you haven't already. I add new and relevant leadership learning all of the time. If you haven't visited the Smichael Speaks YouTube channel, check it out. There's all sorts of new content. All of this is virtual leadership learning that will help you soar.